Meanwhile, we finally approached our destination. Through the large window in the distance we saw, actually I saw, Dufton, and the very impressive 12th century castle ruin of Balvenny Castle, where once this area was ruled from. The town itself lies in a wide, evidently bowl-shaped valley traversed by the River Fiddich. The old Gaelic name Mortlach is nowadays only used by the distillery. Originally presumed to be a Pictish settlement in the early Middle Ages, it grew to become one of the first Christian settlements, which was also reflected in an interim episcopate. However, Dufton's name has only been around for about 70 years. Esteemed veterans of the Napoleonic Wars, glorious triumphants of Trafalgar and Waterloo settled there, and the name changed after the 4th Earl of Fife, James Duff. Today, hardly more than 1,300 people live in Dufton and the surrounding areas. Of course, Holmes was not impressed with my display of historical and demographic knowledge. "Fascinating," he said after my lecture. "Fascinating with what trivialities you burden your brain." A further discussion on the qualification and evaluation of priority, secondary, and utterly useless knowledge was ended before it even began, and the train entered the small Dufton station. I hurried to gather our suitcases, because our next ride would soon depart to Inverness,